Some states appoint judges, but most elect them. Where judges are on the ballot, their campaigns usually are low-key, low-budget affairs. But that is not the case this year in Mississippi, where state liability laws are so controversial that the governor called the legislature into special session to fix them. Business and medical people say multi-million-dollar verdicts are destroying their professions. And suddenly, the race for a seat on the Mississippi State Supreme Court is awash in cash. NPR's Peter Overby reports that no one seems sure where a lot of that money is coming from.
The incumbent justice is a rough-and-ready, Harley-riding former trial lawyer, Chuck McRae. He's got baggage. For starters, two arrests for driving under the influence. But he also has friends.
Appreciate you coming.
How's it going?
I'll do it.
Union members amble into the electrical workers' local in Gulfport for a Chuck McRae shrimp boil. Gulfport is a part of the judicial district that McRae represents, in the part of Mississippi where unions are relatively strong. McRae shakes hands and slaps shoulders.
So good. I'm glad the hell are you down here?
McRae says corporations want to take away the ordinary citizen's right to sue. He says it's like the battles he needed help fighting when he was orphaned at age 15.
I can't help a lot of those people that helped me because they're gone. All I can do is do what they would want me to do, and that is to come back and help others. And that's what I'm doing now.
That's not what you hear from lawyer Jess Dickinson, who has the state Republican Party's endorsement in the race. He says McRae and the trial lawyers want just one thing.
More and more money extracted out of the system in big verdicts and a disdain for anything that is a business without regard to the fact that these businesses supply jobs to our economy. That doesn't matter. What matters is the trial lawyer agenda.
McRae has raised $500,000, Dickinson nearly $900,000. McRae gets big checks from out-of-state lawyers. Dickinson's donors include national financial institutions with big stakes in insurance. There's a third candidate as well, a lower court judge named Larry Buffington, who's running a distant third in fundraising. In a TV debate, Dickinson said he takes pains to avoid knowing exactly who finances him. He says it's enough to know that his backers are mostly individuals.
Voters, people who are concerned about the election, and I think have the same goals and ideals that I do.
All right, Justice McRae, what your answer to that question?
Well, I would disagree with Mr. Dickinson about that. First of all,
McRae wasn't having it. He pulled out Dickinson's financial report.
Everything that he had primarily is from a PAC or a corporation. And medical providers, and I would question on his integrity on that part of it.
If Dickinson leads in contributions, he may be benefiting even more from supporters who carefully stay off the books. 2 years ago, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce set out to influence some key Supreme Court races around the country. The chamber spent $1 million here in Mississippi. Then last May, Chamber President Tom Donahue publicly labeled this the worst state for a business to be sued in.
You could surmise that we probably are not going to stop here, but our message today is very simple. We're asking the people of Mississippi to control their own destiny.
President Bush talked about tort reform when he came in for a campaign stop in August. Then in September, at a Washington conference of the U.S. Chamber, White House Economic Advisor Larry Lindsey singled out Mississippi.
In the state of Mississippi, there have been 21 verdicts in excess of $9 million since 1995, and they're having a significant negative effect on all Americans.
Now, McRae is being bombarded by negative ads.
No wonder Reader's Digest named him one of America's worst judges. Chuck McRae, no common sense.
And no apparent connection between the ad and the U.S. Chamber either. The ads are paid for by the Law Enforcement Alliance of America, based in Northern Virginia. The alliance doesn't return phone calls. The chamber says only that it's giving some support to some groups for judicial elections. A smaller but equally mysterious ad campaign is being run against Dickinson. Everyone supposes it's financed by trial lawyers. But like the anti-McRae ads, they fall outside any disclosure laws, and nobody will ever know for sure. Highway 49 runs north and west from Gulfport to Jackson, right through the heart of the judicial district where McRae, Dickinson, and Buffington are running. The road is lined with campaign signs, mostly for judicial candidates. One uses the slogan, fast, fair, efficient. Not a sign or a slogan for this Supreme Court race. Peter Overby, NPR News, Jackson.